every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Just about 2%
carbon agenda.
Oh, it's a business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Hello and welcome to this week's 7 Days. In a few moments, we catch up with the Government Road Minister, but first news headlines with Matthew Clark.
Jonathan Griffin is stepping down as director of the National Maritime Museum, Cornwall. Griffin, who has been with the museum for the past 11 years, said the time was right for a younger person to steer the organisation. Griffin will relinquish his responsibilities in September. The Aero Hub Enterprise Zone at Newquay Airport has welcomed its latest tenant. CIS UK Limited is an international provider of modular buildings and hopes to generate employment for up to 25 local people once fully established in Cornwall. A new £1.2 million fund has launched, which will allow business owners across the South West access to loans of up to £100,000. Provided through the Community Development Finance Association, the CDFA, as part of a national scheme, the fund is being delivered in Cornwall and the South West by SWIG, that's South West Investment Group. Cornwall Farmers cut the ribbon to its second Patch and Acre Country store last weekend in Launceston. Launched in December, Patch and Acre is the new country store from Cornwall Farmers and is part of a £2.3 million investment by the farmer-owned cooperative to grow the business.
The 7 Days podcast is sponsored by CornishLivingTV.com, your first stop for quality business-to-business and tourism video production. 7 Days with Business Cornwall.
Government Roads Minister Robert Goodwill has been paying a visit to the South West. Now, this is an important time. After problems with our communications infrastructure, the rail, the roads, the air came into focus during that bad winter weather we've just had. Robert Goodwill is a Conservative Member of Parliament for Scarborough and Whitby, and he was speaking to Marcus Little at Radio Plymouth.
Well, what has come over loud and clear from the businesses that I've spoken to is how important it is to have better connectivity. You know, it's a long, long way away from London. In fact, you know, parts of this region are further away from the other parts of the region than the north is from Scotland. So, you know, that point was put across. But yes, I think it applies to any part of the country. The better connectivity you can have by the air or road or by rail, the more opportunity there is for economic development and jobs. And it's not just about tourism, although it's important for tourism that people can come and go without getting stuck in traffic jams or with a good rail journey. But it's important for customers coming out here to meet with businesses, and of course for businessmen going to London or going to other cities around the country to talk to their clients as well. So it's absolutely imperative that we can improve the connectivity of the South West. And of course we do have the budget to do it. The Chancellor has given unprecedented amounts of money for investment in the road. And although everybody thinks we're spending it all on HS2, there is substantial money to invest in roads, where we triple the budget, and of course in the traditional rail network, which, given the recent problems with the flooding, has been very much focused upon by the Prime Minister himself.
Well, that was something I was going to ask, because we know there's the feasibility study going on for the A303 and the study Network Rail are doing for an alternative or additional line at Dawlish. If those studies show improvements are needed, is there going to be the money to actually make those improvements happen?
Well, as I said, we've tripled the investment for roads between now and the end of the decade, and that means that you know we're not just sort of wasting everybody's time, as has happened in the past, looking at feasibilities on some of these projects. We're currently working on the feasibilities on the various sections of the 303 and the A30 corridor, which is vitally important to this part of the country, not only because many people already use it, but it's the alternative if we have a problem on the motorway. So we're looking at that, and certainly by the autumn we should be in a position to make some announcements to where we're going to put this money. But I would stress that we're looking at 6 important routes around the country, and this is one of them. So it's not as if you're in a competition. You know, you're in the final already with those 5 other routes. And certainly, as the Roads Minister, having driven down the 303 and seen some of the bottlenecks, the bits of single carriageway which does slow the traffic down. And I mean, you know, luckily I came down at a time when the lorries had stopped running, but I know from my colleagues down here in the southwest, people like Oliver Colville and Neil Parish, they tell me that, you know, in the middle of the day when the lorries are running in the tourist season, it can be an absolute nightmare, not only when there's an accident, when it really is a big problem, but even under normal running conditions, the road gets very congested.
And we'll have more from this interview with Robert Goodwill in our programme in 2 weeks' time.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Now let's find out what's happening over the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
With Easter upon us, it's quite quiet on the networking front over the next 7 days, but the FSB is hosting a special Grants for Employees event at Kingsley Village on Wednesday, April the 23rd, which will examine the whys and wherefores of taking on an apprentice. For details of the regular networking events taking place during the week, head to our website businesscornwall.co.uk. That's also the place to discover what's happening during this year's Cornwall Business Week, which is just a few weeks away now.
And listen again to the 7 Days podcast in 7 days' time.
7 days with Business Cornwall.